You're listening to But He Says He Loves Me, How to Avoid Being Trapped in a Manipulative Relationship, written by Dina L. McMillan, Ph.D., narrated by Dina L. McMillan and Anthony Howell. Broken Vessel. I watch you in secret from the side of my eye, for portents and signs, that my world will turn rightly or split full apart on an axis of thought or simple turn of phrase. I started out whole, if not wholly complete. In wonderment and fear, you burst through with labels of savior and keeper, with claims of paradise to be found in your arms. With boldness, you focused and pinned me in place. I think I can't breathe. Your words froth through me like acid on stone, eroding my knowing, my light, and myself. I watch as my heart is smashed in your anger, seared hard at your whim. Now my soul peeks through the poorly glued cracks and glistens no more, not sacred or fine. Preface. This is not your normal self-help book. In fact, this book is probably different from anything you've ever read. That's not an egotistical claim by a self-important author. It's a statement to help you understand that these differences are intentional. Most information designed to help women with bad relationships starts too late. Those books offer to help you after you realize your relationship is crap. By that stage, you're already emotionally, practically, and perhaps financially entangled with the man who's hurting you. Your self-esteem is low, and you're already used to deferring to his authority. Getting out is difficult and may seem impossible. You don't have to be in a relationship with a manipulator or an abuser to benefit from this information. In fact, familiarity with this information will keep you out of a relationship with an abuser as long as you apply what you learn. I believe an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I would rather women find out what the serious warning signs are before they sleep with him, move in with him, marry him, or have children with him. And for those who have already done any of these things, knowing how he trapped you can increase your resolve to get out. Unlike most books, this book is presented in two different voices. The first half is in my voice, the author of this book. I'm a social psychologist who specializes in relationships, as well as domestic abuse prevention and response. The second half is in the voice of an abuser, a man who feels perfectly justified in manipulating his partner and believes all men should do the same. While the abuser's voice is performed by a talented actor, Anthony Howell, the words and perspectives, language and outlook are actually what hundreds of self-confessed abusive men have revealed to me in confidential sessions in my office. The abuser's section isn't pretty or nice. It is, however, useful for women to hear. Some people will object to this book and the information it contains. Yet those who work with abused women will probably recognize that this book isn't revealing anything abusers don't already know and use. This book is designed to help women by identifying the specific strategies abusers use at the beginning of the relationship to psychologically condition and trap their partners. Once again, in order to facilitate the ultimate goal of this book, to empower women, I've separated the book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?